Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And if I could get a motion to...
So moved.
Minutes for both sets of minutes.
Second.
All in favor of both minutes?
Aye.
I'm going to take 523 out of order. This was voted on in Public Works, but apparently there was a couple of typos, and we have to vote on it as a late 43 is for the Fire Training Center. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We have 524 is the bond that goes along with it for $176,000.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the bond?
Aye.
525 is approving the advancement of capital project for the Ulster County Community College.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we're going to... Thank you, Mr. Doyle.
Have a good night.
Much appreciated.
Mr. Chair, did you have a motion you wanted to make?
I move that we block resolutions 1 through 7 together and postpone them into the new year.
That is 212, 281, 324, 329, 361, 473?
Yeah.
And 481.
Yep.
So I got a second on that.
Second.
All in favor of blocking these?
Hold on. Lester Heppner has some discussion on it.
Just out of respect for the ranking member on the committee, he does have a couple, I believe two of these resolutions.
You want to wait until he comes back in?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to take those two out?
Oh, at least take those two out.
That'll be 6 and 7?
Before we do anything, I'll withdraw my motion. There he is.
Are you withdrawing him?
I'm sorry.
No, hold on. Wait.
I didn't realize the clock in there is a minute slower.
Legislator Donaldson, I was just making a motion that we block resolutions 1 through 7 on the agenda together. They're all the ones that have been postponed for a while here, and then move them into the new year. I mean, as it sits, a lot of them have public hearings, which would take place the night of the organizational meeting.
Which I can have.
And
so, I mean, rather than belabor tomorrow night, you're okay with that?
Legislator Heppner said the minority leader had a question on 473, was it, or you want to?
The ethics law?
No. You know what? We'll address, since we're postponing it, I'll address any questions afterwards.
Wait, what are you doing with the ethics law? What thing is it now? Which one is that?
It would be
473, resolution number 6 on the agenda.
That's the one we discussed based on the Orange County law.
No, the one based on the
law. And my question was what you already know about, which basically was about counsel. And that's it. So, but we
can have the discussion about counsel. I mean, I do have some concerns about, but yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. All in favor of blocking 1 through 7?
Aye.
All in favor of postponement, or we don't have to take a vote on that?
Yeah, I think we do. I move we postpone the block.
Second on the block?
I'll second that.
All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Thank you all.
You don't mind, I'll be a no on it. I'd like to get it over with, but the truth, I'm fine.
Okay,
Hector, this is 483, number 8, confirming the reappointment of a member to the Ulster County Board of Ethics.
I'll move it for discussion.
Who is it?
Marjorie Roveretto.
My question in caucus, and I think I remember that we had to hold off on her appointment previously because I think she was on another committee of some sort, and as a, you know, the ethics board, you can't be on any other active committees, so that's like one of those requirements.
Well, I'd like to check,
and that was years ago. So I just want to make sure that we're in the clear on that. That's all.
I'd like to check her donations before I agree with anyone. To be honest with you.
Because my understanding, though, that ever, because she, technically she, that appointment was made because no action was taken, which is the current way,
I think it was actually postponed, and I think she withdrew.
Then there was a separate vote that eventually...
It's a reappointment.
Yeah, no, I don't think it had some subsequent part. I'm just making
sign
sure.
Those other ones.
I just want to make sure that's all it is. That's all.
How long do we now have to take action? We have to take action now, otherwise she's confirmed.
That's what my understanding that was made during caucus was that's how this position was filled previously.
Right. This is just my own. I'm not on this committee. You guys do what you need to do, but I'm just saying I just want to make sure that we just are in the clear on that issue because I remember it was an issue years ago.
Nick, do you have an answer on the confirmation? How long we have offhand?
I'd have to take a look at that. Although there's the issue, she's not confirmed. Isn't there a
Becomes automatic.
If we defeat the
right. So
appointment,
sort of de facto defeated by missing the time frame. So I just want to take a look at that. I mean, I can go take a look.
It's not. I believe that there's a sort of a pocket confirmation, not a pocket defeat.
The other way around.
Yeah.
What
are
these?
I mean.
It would be in the charter. Want to hold off on that one?
Yeah, I'll withdraw my motion for the time being.
We're just gonna
hold off until later on in the meeting, right?
If they could find that information in a timely fashion, we'll vote on it or not. I think we'll table that for a few minutes.
All right, I'm making a motion. We table it.
All right, we're going to go 487, calling the organizational meeting of 19. That will be on, when is that, Kenny?
Monday.
Yeah, January 7th.
Monday is a January, January 7th is a Monday.
Okay, all in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
The last one will be setting a public hearing. Amending a local law promoting the use of reusable bags and regulating the use of plastic carryout bags to be held on January 7th.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know Legislator Bartel is not here, but I do believe this was part of the understanding between her and I think the administration with regards to certain amendments that they were looking for. I think there were also other legislators, I think, who also had that this may address some of those concerns with regards to the Wiccan Snap piece of it, that sort of stuff. So, and I believe if you can see the actual amendments itself in bold, section 6. So that's where the Wiccan Snap, exemption is.
Mr. Maloney, you have something to add?
Yes. I just want to be very clear, and I fully understand and support that plastics is a major source of our ocean's pollution. It is destroying, and something needs to be done. But this law, to me, is written, has way too many exclusions. Restaurants, vegetable bags, dry cleaners, seamstresses, and the newspaper bags that are in my driveway every morning. Okay? There's way too many of them. And now we're going to do Snap and WIC, and I truly believe that as this legislature, I don't want to label these people. And that's what we're doing. You know, now all the businesses are going to have both bags. Businesses that are only plastic now are going to have to buy paper bags, which are 5 and 6 times more expensive. Because, and you'd be surprised, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of businesses in this county that accept Snap and WIC. Okay? It's not just your big grocery stores. This was argued and debated vigorously in the governor's task force, and I spoke with someone who was in the room, and they said not to do it. I've spoken to judges, lawyers. You're putting a label on people, and to me, that is wrong.
Kenny, add something, please.
Yeah, I just very briefly, I'm going to support this tonight, not because I agree with the ban as a whole, but because, as I said multiple times during the debate on it, one of the biggest concerns that I had is that this is going to predominantly hurt people of lower incomes, people on public assistance. While I don't necessarily agree with the manner that's being used to help, because I think everybody should have access to a free paper bag when they go to the grocery store, I can't see myself helping hurt poor people like the law did in the beginning.
Let's
let's hear.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were. I thought you were done.
And also, again, I'm not going to charge people 5 cents for a paper bag. I really think this law should be restructured. You want to eliminate plastic? Eliminate it. Okay? Get rid of it. And then let paper be. Don't charge people for paper.
Maybe you can make that amendment.
Nobody. Sure. Okay. And what the real problem, I mean, I drive around now and
Are you making that amendment?
No.
He said right. Sure.
But you drive around and it's really astonishing to see the amount of litter that's everywhere. I mean, I'm keen to a boom, bottle, cup. You know, it's everywhere. That's the problem. And I don't know if anybody saw 60 Minutes last night.
I watched it.
Wasn't that, you know, and they even said, it's the stuff on the streets is getting into your waterways. But I fully support the public hearing, and I know it's going to pass, but we got to do more. There you go.
Okay.
Well, you know, the problem is if you give everybody a free paper bag, then you exchange one pollutant for another. The purpose of this is to get people, the whole idea is that BYOB, bring your own bag. That's the whole mindset that we're trying to create here. And we have to create it. Not only this, this is only the tip of the iceberg. We have to change the way we think. We have to change it even with the way we buy shampoo, shall we say. We got to start thinking about changing the way we act. I mean, you go, people buy these little things of shampoo and you can buy it in a gallon and then you can just refill. There's so many things that can be done. I agree with you, and I agree with you that's only, you know, we've got to start doing things more to stop the pollutants, and this is one piece of the pie, not enough, as far as I'm concerned, but it is one, and it addresses someone. Now, when it comes to the snap thing, I can see both points of this. I really don't think that it's going to hurt anybody because they're going to have to pay 5 cents for some bags because they can bring their own bag also. And there's so many people that give away bags. And some of the, I see the grocery stores actually beginning to probably at the very beginning give away bags a lot cheaper. Right now they sell them for like 99 cents. You can buy every reusable bag. I'm sure they could probably get them made for 35 cents or something like that and actually start using them more and telling people, here, I'll give you this bag for 25 cents or whatever they may be, to promote it. But the point is that I really don't feel that the snap thing is necessary. I kind of agree with your point why single somebody out. I think that the 5 cents is not going to cripple anybody. I don't care how you look at it. You can say, oh, yes, it will, and so on, but they can bring their own bag also. But having said that, if somebody is more comfortable with the idea that is excluded.
Really, it's not, they can have a plastic bag. We're not.
No, they can.
No, that's not the exemption.
With all the exclusions.
The exception is they can have a bigger.
They get a paper bag for free.
They get the paper bag for free.
Okay.
They don't pay for the paper.
But we're not solving the problem with all the exclusions.
Well, they do. Well, it's a beginning.
It's a compromise.
Again, I'll go back to my original Chinese restaurants, Stewart's, DeBella's, convenience store, liquor store. Now, 4 out of 5 can do either or. And the poor guy in the liquor store can't. And that's 500 feet.
All right, do you got a comment? Call a vote.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, please, let's vote.
I'll support this going to public hearing, but I echo what Dave says. And the thing with the SNAP and WIC exemption is that I don't want to stigmatize people on social services as not environmentally friendly because I really feel that that's unfair.
One more wrap up, just a point of information for everybody who doesn't know. I think it was brought up during the last debate, but you know, those people on SNAP can actually use their SNAP benefit to pay for the bag fee. Those on WIC cannot. So I mean that to me would be a reason to do both SNAP and WIC and not just WIC, because you're going to further stigmatize.
Who wants to be stigmatized? All in favor of the public hearing?
I don't see the stigmatization. I don't see that.
Aye.
Really don't.
Aye.
So we're going to get back to 483, appointing the member to the Ulster County Board of Ethics. And Kenny, you...
I move we take it off the table.
Thank you.
Second.
All right, it's off the table.
I just did a quick search of the Board of Elections campaign finance system using Ms. Roveretto's last name, any contributions between $1 and $10,000 between 2008 and 2018, and I found no donations whatsoever.
Nick, do you got any information on the appointment time that we have to confirm?
Right, you have 30 days to consider it, or it's deemed appointed.
At the right one that I gave you?
Yeah, I just signed on Heidi's line.
Or it does come to the floor and it's defeated, then there's a 12-month prohibition. So
okay.
Postponing it would effectively result in a confirmation.
All right. Anybody? Yeah, Jonathan?
I think just going through her resume that was provided in the packet, can I just get clarification from counsel that there is no, under the guidelines for qualifications to the Board of Ethics, that under current board members, she cites Board of Directors, Ulster Regional Chamber of Commerce, which is a committee that does have business with the county, and because of what was brought up from the past, but there was past issues regarding what the guidelines are, just so we're not getting ourselves into the same situation.
We're asking if her membership of the Chamber of Commerce, is it?
Yeah, the Board of on the Regional Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors.
Hmm.
Well, I know.
It's an interesting point.
Mrs. Roveretto, she is a banker. She's been a banker her whole life, and they kind of encourage those officers to serve on those types of organizations.
No, I totally understand that. I'm just saying, if we have already set guidelines, though, we have to exempt us, you know, just to protect ourselves and the sanctity of our, you know, committee here.
Well, I think we could send that to the Board of Ethics to review it.
You know,
I mean, the charter speaks of no more of two members of the same political party, so the guidelines appear where in their own bylaws.
That's what I'm asking, because it was cited before that the issue that was brought up the last time this applicant came before.
Right, Legislator Rodriguez raised that he's now seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure from where that comes, if it's an informal practice.
That's why I was curious.
But the
charter doesn't speak to it, I can say that.
Any other discussion? Kenny, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Legislator Heppner raises an interesting point about the Chamber of Commerce, because earlier this year we had a legislator bring up, you know, a resolution that would have ended all of our memberships to the Chamber of Commerce. Then if that legislator ends up before the Board of Ethics, I mean, it's a good point. Maybe there's... You know, I mean, this doesn't get voted on by the legislature tonight. It does tomorrow night. Maybe between now and then, somebody would want to reach out to the executive or Ms. Roveretto to find out if she'd be willing to step off of the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce if she wants to be reappointed to the Board of Ethics.
I don't see the conflict myself.
I'm saying if there is a conflict. I mean, what I'm saying is that I think that we should pass it to this committee tonight, and then if legislators still have concerns, we can
discuss,
try to allay them before tomorrow.
Fair enough. Kathy?
If this were a person who had a business, and then that business were implicated in an ethics question, then I think the person would recuse from the discussion and on the Board of Ethics. So I think this would be rare enough, and there would be a mechanism for handling it, that I wouldn't see it as a reason to preclude her from service.
Oh, I don't necessarily think that it is. I just, you know.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Well, there's I believe that Legislator Nolan wasn't here for the earlier discussions, so maybe we should alert her and Legislator Waltman to what occurred.
Feel free to fill them in after. We got a motion to adjourn.
Or we can't. We still have other issues here, don't we?
No, everything's taken care of.
wait resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Later, taking care of Dennis Doyle.
We postponed everything prior to resolution
43. The contract had to be fixed.
And now, what about number 13 on the list?
We took the last three out of order because Dennis Doyle was here from planning to discuss them.
And you did them in 1 minute?
Oh, you were out there for more than a minute.
I was looking to come in here. I was at 31 when I was in the other room.
We can go to the videotape after.
You want to bring them back up? You have discussion on them? Questions?
I'll support what you did with them. I mean, I just had, I went in the other room to talk to somebody and came out a minute late for the meeting.
Meeting's over.
Here, you missed us.
Jim, I got a second on that motion to adjourn.
Yes, you can. Second.
I'll second.
I had to rearrange my notes.